Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text from Romans 8. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Fellow redeemed. On this day, the Christian Church commemorates the closing event in the earthly life of our blessed Lord. This event took place on the 40th day after his resurrection. On that day, our Lord led his disciples out into Bethany, and as the text says, it came to pass that while he blessed them, he was parted from them. Mysteriously, his body rose from the earth, rising higher and higher until a cloud came and received him out of the sight of his awed and amazed disciples, which our extinguishing of the paschal candle symbolized. This closing event in the earthly life of our Lord forms one of the fundamental articles of our Christian faith, and as such, it has been incorporated in the ecumenical creeds of the Church Catholic. As we say of Jesus Christ, that he was conceived by the Holy Ghost, that he was born of the Virgin Mary, that he suffered under Pontius Pilate, that he was crucified, that he died and was buried, that he rose again the third day from the dead, so we also say of him that he ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father, an article of faith which we base upon the same inspired and infallible testimony on which we rest all the articles of our holy religion. Like the other historic events in the life of our Lord, so also his ascension into heaven bears a most vital relation to that article, which is at the very heart and core of our faith, the article of our fallen world's redemption through the sacrificial death of the incarnate Son of God. From this viewpoint, let us at this time, upon the basis of the text, reflect upon our Lord's ascension. As we read the words of the text, we are at once impressed by the fact that their language is jubilant and in a way defiant. Who is he that condemneth? Asks the apostle, and then proceeds to answer this question with this statement. It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. The apostle's question is in the nature of a challenge made by a man who felt thoroughly certain of his ground. He challenges anybody to condemn him, basing his challenge not upon his own life, his own deeds, but basing it rather entirely upon the deeds of another, upon the things which Christ, in whom he believed as his Savior and Lord, had done for him and was still doing in his behalf. Christ died, said the apostle. He rose again. He even sitteth at the right hand of God. He also maketh intercession for us. And on the solid foundation of these facts, he takes his stand and issues his defiant challenge. Who is he that condemneth? Paul, in other words, claimed freedom from condemnation because his redemption from sin and its consequences was established beyond a shadow of a doubt by these numerous events. Christ's death, Christ's resurrection, Christ sitting at the right hand of God, Christ's intercession before the throne of grace. The last two of these, of course, are connected with the sublime event which we commemorate today. And both of them, no less than Christ's substitutionary death on Calvary and his triumphant resurrection from the grave, bear eloquent and irrefutable testimony to the cardinal truth that we are indeed redeemed, and that there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Final words of the text, who also maketh intercession for us, just reinforce this certainty. For they remind us that our Savior's ascension into heaven marked his inauguration as our priestly advocate and intercessor before God's throne. Remember, as on the great day of atonement, the days of the old dispensation, Israel's high priest first slew the victim without and then went within the veil into the Holy of Holies to sprinkle the blood upon the mercy seats and to make intercession for the people. So Christ, having offered himself a sacrifice on the cross as our great high priest, entered into the Holy of Holies, not made with hands, there to plead his suffering on our behalf before the tribunal of eternal justice. He ever liveth and maketh intercession for us, say the scriptures. Again they say, if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. But how, we rightly ask, could he discharge this office effectually and successfully if his work upon earth was not completely done? Or how could he plead for sinful men upon the basis of his sacrifice for sin if that sacrifice was inadequate to satisfy the inexorable demands of divine holiness and justice? How could his pleas for us avail anything if his own life and work were lacking divine approval and approbation? Well, the very fact that he now liveth and is making intercession for us on the basis of his work in our behalf leaves no doubt concerning the perfect character of his work and the adequacy of his perfect sacrifice he offered, and therefore beyond any doubt establishes the full and complete accomplishment of our fallen world's redemption. Thus, the ascension of Jesus today bears eloquent testimony to the certainty of our redemption. Like the resurrection of our Savior, so also his ascension assures us that we have been redeemed indeed. For he was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification. Now, as our great high priest effectually intercedes for us before the throne of God, we can be that certain of our own certain redemption. There is now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. And like Paul, we too can issue that same challenge, even in the consciousness of our sinfulness. Who is he that condemneth? Since Christ, who died and maketh intercession for us, is he who has been accepted before our Father's throne in heaven. And when the hour shall come when we too must leave this world, as come it will, we can meet it unafraid, without any dread of the coming judgment, because for us, that hour will mark our translation from this world of sin and grief into that heaven of peace and joy, to which the Savior has preceded us, and where, according to his promise, we shall see and share his glory evermore, a taste of which we already receive as we continue in his word and receive his blessed sacrament. Redeemed indeed, my fellow redeemed, look up, lift up your heads. As we make this Ascension Day prayer to him in the words of the great hymn, draw us to thee unceasingly, into thy kingdom take us. Let us fore'er thy glory share, thy saints and joint heirs make us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.